This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales & Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, welcome to Sports Radio. This is show number 3 of Season 17, part of the league. And this is actually our 565th broadcast as a tandem.
Yeah, just seems like yesterday we were doing the 500th show and had a big, big party and celebration.
Fridays, they're good friends at Fridays.
Yeah, we're not closing in on 600.
Well, we're going to
might make it by the end of the year if we're
gonna,
do a couple of bonus shows.
Well,
at the end.
If they can get to a bowl game and if the baseball and lacrosse
ACC
teams,
tournament and yeah, all that kind of stuff,
if they'll just do their job. All right. Great show tonight. We have longtime friend and awesome contributor, Mark Verica. He played quarterback for the Cavs back in the day. And I always felt like Mark never got his due. He was a good soldier. He had one really remarkable season. And he's had an amazing life since then. I mean, he started out working for Virginia Sports Properties, but now he's going after his medical degree, and the guy's threatening to become a doctor.
That is impressive. You know, the thing that always amazed me is how many former Virginia football players are doctors. Maybe that's the reason we haven't won very many games. You know, we got too many student-athletes.
Too many greats.
We need to get some of those NIL guys who are barely qualified to get in.
I want to update on one thing. He's currently a first-year med student at Midwestern University Chicago College of Osteopathic Medicine. He's undecided on his specialty, but I'll tell you this.
How does he have time for us? He should be studying.
I think he has been studying, but he loves Who's Talking. Mark, welcome to our show.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. We're supposed to take study breaks every couple hours, so this is technically my study break.
Well, good. There you are. Well, good. You know, maybe you could get a better break in the future.
Well, I tell you what,
go out and have a cup of coffee or something. No, we're delighted you're with us. You always do a terrific job.
You should become a sports therapist, by the way, because all the Virginia fans are going to need your help after last weekend's game.
You know, I had a coach once after a tough loss. He referred to it as a bitter pill to swallow. That's the way I felt on Saturday. It didn't go down very well.
Well, they played so well. The Cavs
did everything but win the game.
They did. They outgained them. They possessed the ball much longer, converted an outrageous number of third downs. What was that? Find that stat, Hobo. It was a crazy number.
I don't know if I have
it. Here it
that.
Is.
Yeah.
They converted 13 of 19 third downs. If you do that and you outgain somebody, and you, in fact, if you gain 500 yards and you rush for 257, how do you not win? I don't know. Anyway, Mark, you've had a chance to look at Chandler Morris a little bit, the new quarterback. What do you think of him?
I like him. You know, he's not a real big guy, but he's got good pocket presence. He's got good footwork. He throws the ball in the intermediate areas really well. I thought he was leading a really great drive there at the end. I know he wishes he could have that one back there at the end, that interception, but honestly, in the first two games, I think he looks good.
You know what? If I could have spoken to him, you know, during that last drive, in between plays, I would have said, please go to Trell Harris. Please go to Cam Ross. Please go to, what's the big kid's name, number 7?
Edrin.
Please, or Dakota Twitty. Go to one of those guys. Those guys are used to being under pressure to go get big third downs. And when you get down near the goal line, that's kind of the way those plays are. The field is condensed. It's tighter. The defensive backs can't back up any farther. So it's all congested. And, you know, or even throw it to the kid from Notre Dame. But I didn't, for the life of me, why would you try to worked so hard to force the ball to a 5'9" running back who had to be exhausted. First off, Jamari Taylor.
He had a great game.
He had 3 touchdowns. I think he has 5 on the year so far. And he'd run a 70-yard scamper down the sideline there right at the end of the third.
Yeah, he had 150 yards for the game.
Only 150 yards. Why are you putting him under pressure this late in the game? I don't know. Anyway.
After the fact, Mark, I'm sure you threw a few that you would rather not, once you released it, you'd like to have it back. How long does a play like that haunt you as a quarterback, and how easy is it to put it behind you and move on to the next week?
I mean, I still think about my bad throws. They don't really ever leave you, but when they're the last play of the game, then they stay with you like that whole week. Now, you have to have a short memory. You know, you're allowed to digest the loss for 24 hours. That was always our rule. But, you know, come Sunday or come Monday, you got to flip the page. So I'm sure that, you know, Morris is he wishes he could have it back, but he's thinking about the next game.
Well, you know, the good thing is it was only the second game of the year. It was on the road against State. And if anything, I think that game on Saturday proved to the team and the fans and the longtime donors of the VAF, hey, we're onto something. The team is much better than it was last year or the year before. And there's, to me, there's huge upside. I think there's a lot of question marks about what's going on defense. I do know that 3 or 4 starters have not played yet this year on D. I know they're missing Antonio Clary, Cam Robinson, Dre Walker is a heck of a cornerback. There's a fourth player, I can't remember his name, but the point is,
defense could get better.
Virginia's defense will get better. Rudzinski's trying to get used to who's on the field, and they got to communicate to each other. And
you know, Mark, the one thing I think you have to give Chandler Morris credit, looking at the stats, he is spreading the ball around. You know, I think they had Cam Ross had 5 receptions. Edrin had 7. I think Trell Harris had six or seven. So of the 30 completions, he completed, I think, to five or six different receivers. That's got to be pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great sign. That tells me he's not, you know, predetermining who he's going to go to, and he's reading defenses. And even if you look at just the season stats after two games, they're all hovering around 10 catches or so between Ross, Harris, and Edgerrin. So that's good that he's spreading it around because they're all weapons.
Well, Ross today, for the second week in a row, was named ACC Specialist of the Week. And, you know, the guy's, you know, combined yardage totals are insane. I mean, he is playing lights-out football. I hope they've got him. They're letting him rest some on Mondays and Tuesdays so that he can get his legs back. But
yeah, they had 81 yards of punt return yardage on Saturday.
Which, you know, the guy is helping the team in so many areas, but you know what? You gotta give him a chance to win the game. I mean, I would have asked him in the huddle, hey, are you fresh enough to go after a ball if I put it up in the corner?
Let me ask you this, Mark. By the way, we're visiting with former Virginia quarterback Mark Verica. You know, Frank and I were talking before the show, and I remembered, and I did check, it was a first down play. As a quarterback, should you realize, hey, it's first down, if the guy's not really open, just throw it away and try again on second down?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's really no need to try to force that in. I took a look at it again, and I'm thinking what he was thinking was that if you look at the defensive ends for NC State on that left side, he actually doesn't rush. When he sees the running back on that swing route, he actually peels with him. So my thought is maybe Morris is thinking, okay, that should be a big mismatch. I have a defensive end covering a running back. But to your point, Frank, you don't have a lot of room to operate down there in the red zone. So even if you have a defensive end who's not used to being in man-to-man coverage, it's still a tight area. And I know as soon as he let that go, he regretted it. But you're right. You know, you got to just realize that sometimes the defense is going to win, and it's okay to just throw it away or, you know, scramble for a couple yards. But you don't want to force it and then end the game like that.
Well, you know, I'll show you, on that last drive, Morris found Cam Courtney kind of in the middle of the field for a nice gain. The next play was to number seven. Is it Jamal Adrien, Pabo?
Yes, Edrin. So, Adrien or Edrin.
Edrin made a nice play and gained some serious yardage. He went back to Ross. He threw it to Adrien again for more yards, and then he went to Ross. Ross dropped a tough ball. Then there was a screen pass that didn't work out, incomplete. Then they ran a deep post high to Ross, and Ross made that long play. So Ross gets him down there. And the next thing you know, they seemed to hurry to go force the ball to a running back. And I worry about Des Kitchings, the offensive coordinator. I don't usually call him out because I like him. He's a nice guy. But this was one of those plays that should never have been called. When they run that wheel route to the running back, they usually run that from the 30 or 40 yard line. They don't usually run that inside the 20. There's just no more space. I mean, the running back can't release up the field. He's got to beat that guy instantaneously or do a quick out, and then you throw a rope to the sideline, and that's what Morris should have done. Throw it away. Stop the clock. Right. Throw it away. All right, he'll learn. You know what? He's got 10 more games, and I think the best is yet to come. I'm super pleased with the offensive line. They have not given up a sack yet. Knock on wood, that's pretty amazing, Hobo. Last year at this time, Calandro was taking ice baths because of all the collisions he'd had. They're protecting the quarterback, and I know you like that kind of protection, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, those guys, they're kind of quickly establishing the identity of the team being tough at the line of scrimmage. You know, between Taylor getting all these rush yards and then the protection that they're giving, that's a great thing to have.
Well, we talked about multiple receivers getting catches, but the other thing that's amazing, they had 514 total yards, evenly split between run and pass, 257 on each. So they're doing a heck of a job balancing the running and passing game.
And you got to give the O-line credit. Mikhail Boley at left tackle, Noah Josie at left guard. The new center that they brought in, Brady Wilson, is playing great. Drake Metcalf is playing really well. He's grading out very high at right guard. And Jack Whitmer had to go in because Anumba got hurt in the last game, and Whitmer's stats weren't that far off from the rest of the O-line, and I think he'll be better this coming week against the We Mary Tribe. Sage Ennis, the tight end who had come over from Clemson, caught a touchdown pass. I think that's his first TD catch as a Cavalier. Jamari Taylor, just to me, is unbelievable. The guy was a walk-on when he first got into college football.
At a Division II school.
At a D2 school. Nobody knew who he was.
He had a terrific game on Saturday. It's just sad that they didn't get the W to make him feel even better about it.
Well, he would have been named the player of the week if they'd hung on him.
Mark, is it easier off a tough loss like that? Is it easier to play like a William and Mary coming off a game like that as opposed to a Clemson or Florida State?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't want to discredit Mary or overlook them because you still got to line up and play the game. But, I think that this team, from what we've seen so far.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So far, I think they have the potential to bounce back pretty nicely.
Well, I think they have to. This is, you know, this is a very important football season for UVA. They've spent a lot of money rebuilding the roster, keeping the coaching staff intact. There's no room for any excuses. They need to go ahead and win these games. Stanford follows the week thereafter, and Stanford is picked last in the conference. So last question, Mark. What What's it like at your age to be in med school?
Well, when you're like me and you actually enjoy studying, you really love it. You know, sometimes I think people should go to school when they're a little bit older, when you're a little more focused and, you know, you know the reason behind what you're doing. So I am one of the older students in my class, but I'm enjoying it. I love learning, and I'm passionate about patient care and medicine, so it's a lot of studying and a lot of hard work, but if you enjoy the process, then it's something that you look forward to.
What did you major at UVA? What was your undergraduate major?
I majored in economics.
Oh, well, that's probably important in medicine anymore. You got to have the business aspect of and the economics part of it.
I think that's going to give you a leg up when you finish med school. I really do. I think that's an asset, Hoss.
Well, he'll know how to invest his money.
It was good for me because it helped open the doors to medical device sales, which then led me to the path of, you know, pursuing medicine myself. So the only downside was I didn't really take many science classes when you major in econ. So I had to repeat college a couple of years ago with all the, you know, chemistries and biologies of the world.
But you were then studying what you wanted. Listen, we have to leave it there. Mark, thank you for joining us tonight. And we wish you the best of luck in med school. And please stay in touch with me. We'd like to bring you back maybe at the end of the season if it doesn't conflict with exams, all right?
Yeah, Frank and I are old. We're going to need a good doctor, so get through med school quick.
Yeah, we're going to need you.
All right, we're going to go to break now. We got Dr. O on the other side with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking, segment two tonight, and we're waiting for Dr. O to call in from North Virginia.
And I don't think we mentioned yet, second half hour tonight, we got Billy McMullen, one of the great receivers of all time anywhere, but certainly at Virginia, and had a great career in the NFL as well. So
absolutely.
We'll...
Mark would like to have thrown the ball to Billy.
Yeah. Great, anyway. Great pair of hands.
Yes.
Terrific receiver. Wish we were throwing it to him in the end zone the other day.
By the way, he caught an end zone ball at the end of the game at Clemson. Bryson Spinner, forgot that name, didn't you?
No, I remember the name, yeah.
Bryson Spinner lobbed one up in the end zone, and Billy McMullen sent all the Tiger faithful home in tears.
Well, Billy's every bit of 6'3 or 6'4.
Yes.
So he's a taller wide receiver.
Which is what you do in the end zone.
You would think. You throw it to the big guy that can go up and get it. But that's at this stage, we've got to move on. But injury-wise, obviously, it looked like Chandler Morris was okay with that non-throwing shoulder. And I don't think he got hit that much during the game, so hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, I think he was okay. I think he just had a bad bruise, and they were able to pad it up, that shoulder pad on that side. They called a couple designated runs for him, and one of them he ran for like 45 yards.
Yeah.
But
and you said Xavier Brown got hit on the sidelines. We're not exactly sure how
we don't know what
happened
is.
Or how serious it is.
Well, it was serious enough that he didn't come back in the game. All right.
Part of that may be Jamari Taylor was having such a good game.
No, that isn't how that works.
Well,
they were rotating him that whole time.
I like to go with the hot hand.
Well,
Taylor had the hot hand, but you're right. They used
it's
all
not
four.
It's not like a basketball game, Hobo.
Oh yeah, I didn't want to come out when I had the hot hand. You know, you don't get tired when you're knocking them down.
Hobo, you never passed the ball to Park Hill, and he never passed it to you.
That's the way we roll.
So much for co-captains. All right, the Virginia Stanford kickoff game was announced today. It will be at 7:30 p.m. This is the fourth game of the season. So what's that date, Hobo? Help me.
I got it right here. It is September 20th. So that's September evening in Charlottesville. The weather should still be terrific. So a great night to go to the game Saturday, September 20th, evening game. Scott Stadium under the lights is a beautiful place.
ACC Network has it, so you can record that game and still go to the game and have a ball and whoop it up in the parking lot and go into the stadium and have it a blast. And then you can go watch whatever you think you might miss.
Well, the Cardinals, as you said, they're picked last in the ACC, so they're struggling out there. So these next 2 weeks, Virginia has to take care of business, get to 3-1, and then look forward to the Seminoles coming to town.
Well, that's going to be a big game. That's a 7 o'clock game
on a Friday night. Yeah.
So the Cavaliers have a lot to do in the weeks ahead. They've got to avoid a letdown against the what used to be the Tribe. What do they call them now? There's something else.
I think they're still the Tribe.
The Gremlins,
not sure.
Or something.
Well, you know,
the Gargoyles.
This is a Super Bowl for William and Mary, and particularly with Coach London coming back to Scott Stadium. You know, there's nothing more that they would like to come in and give the Hoos a great run for their money.
Virginia wins that game by 24 points.
I think so. I think the personnel of Virginia is just better.
And listen,
bigger and better.
They know what they're playing for.
But the important thing is to make sure the game is over early so you don't have any doubts at the end of the game. Win this one, put them away, and get ready for Stanford.
All right, we're going to head to break. When we come back on the other side, we got Billy Mack. This will be a lot of fun. I can't hear the music. There it is. Oh, this is a good one. Deep Purple. You know, everybody would like to have the soundtrack from Who's Talking. All right, Vince is doing a great job tonight. All right, we're going to go to break, come back on the other side. Billy Mack. Hey, by the way, next week, Charles McDaniel, Chris Wright, and Dr. Boyd Rawls. Anyway, we'll go to break now. Thank you.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James River Air help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress-free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-4255. 6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 17 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Second half hour of tonight's show, show number 3 of season 17. Still hard to believe 17 years of this. So grateful to my co-host, Frank Maloney, for his loyalty and hard work. Grateful to you, the listener, and also to our terrific sponsors.
We have awesome sponsors.
Some of whom have been with us from day one. So we have great loyalty among our sponsors. And we also have loyalty among our guests, one of whom is joining us right now, the great receiver, one of the terrific receivers in the history of Virginia football.
And the ACC.
One Billy McMullen.
And the ACC. He caught
and
off.
I still think I could have made him a great hoops player. When he comes in studio, I see the guy's athletic. I can tell, he's got game. I can see that.
He should have been playing both sports.
Yeah, back in the Terry Kirby image, and Matt Blunden, and who else did that?
Terry Kirby.
Matt Blunden, regardless. Anyway, Billy, thanks for calling in.
Hey, what's up, guys? I would have loved to play basketball, but a couple of things. I couldn't shoot, I couldn't dribble, and I had no left hand, so I went over to football.
That's funny.
That's all a lie, by the way. That's all a lie.
So how did you... tell us about, you made 199 receptions at Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. And,
yeah, it was like a...
We can't find... I mean, this year we finally have some guys who can catch the ball. But there have been some years where, guys looked like they were running around and they had, like, meat cleavers in their hands.
I don't know, 199. You thought the quarterback would have thrown it to him one more time to get to 200.
They didn't know.
Oh.
They didn't know, but he was. Yeah, I think you were second or third all time in ACC history when you were drafted. I don't know where it is today.
But Billy, talk to us. Virginia, as Frank said, between Harris Edron and Cam Ross, among others, they have a great receiving core this year.
Yeah, I mean, to answer the first question, I think I did eclipse 200.
Did you?
They just fed me. It was a premium on catching the ball, and I enjoy catching the ball in traffic and catching the ball. So, yeah, we did have some lean years, but this team, this UVH team, we look pretty athletic. I'll be the first to say that. I think the receiving core can do some damage this year. Chandler Morris looks like he's poised to be a, potentially second, third team All-ACC, maybe even first if we stay the course. But I think the real key to our whole offense right now is we did have some pretty cool misdirection plays, running plays in this game, but Mr. Taylor, Jamari Taylor, he put some work in, and if that's going to be the case all year, we can expect some higher score games like this.
Yeah, he clearly has speed, as does Cam Ross. Frank said earlier, Cam Ross, he was the special teams or the specialist of the week for the second consecutive week, and we said earlier, Virginia had 81 yards of punt return yardage, which is probably all Cam Ross, I think. So It makes a difference. Field position-wise, you flip the field when you get that nice return off the punt.
Yeah, it's a great feeling to be on the sideline when you got your punt return, your kick return guy taking, cross the 50 or the 40 or the opponent's 40, because we know when we get on the field, we're probably going to do some type of play action over the top. We call that area a big red zone, so we're going to try to get over the top. And this is a lot of pressure off the offense because, man, we got 40, 30 yards to get in the end zone, get some scores.
Billy, I'm wondering something. You worked with the young man from St. Christopher's who made the ill-fated decision to go to Carolina for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Where does he stand today in – What's going on? He's 6'2". He seemingly has the body. Is he not fast enough?
Is that the green kid you're talking about? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Andre is a good kid. I'll tell you what type of kid Andre is. And it's not that he doesn't have the ability. He definitely has ability. He has to get on a roll. I think he needs to be trusted, meaning like it's a two-way thing, trust himself, but also the team trust him, coaches and quarterbacks trust him. But he's a contact guy, meaning like he's a traffic catcher. He's not a blazer, but he's probably has some of the better ball skills that I've seen. And it's hard to teach that. And maybe, you know, some of the routes are not up to par with some of the coaches liking. I'm not sure. I haven't been at practice. But I know what I've seen with my own two eyes. The kid, he can play. He can catch in traffic. He's going to be a contested catch a guy. You go up and get it at the highest point. So I think it's all about opportunity for him.
You remember last year he had a terrific catch for a two-point conversion in the back of the end zone. And it was a bullet. That guy, I think Calandria threw it, and it was a little high, and Green made a terrific catch. And I was like, bingo, that's what he needed. He draws some attention to the coaches. And, I mean, has he just gotten lost in the numbers here of Jaden Thomas and Jamal Adrien and Trell Harris, Eli Wood, Cam Courtney, Cam Ross?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good.
I mean,
very
Dakota
good,
Twitty.
It's a talented group. You got Jamal. He's a big boy. He's almost 230. 6'3", yep. 230, man. He can play. He can move. He can run. You got Trell, who looks amazing. Cam, like you guys just said, that he's the two-time special teams player of the week. And, yep. You know, it's some talent out there. It's a battle every day in practice to get some of those balls thrown to you. And the way offense is normally set up, you know, you want to be in position. You want the route that the quarterback normally looks at you know, first, second, third choice. You want that first or second choice. And some of the better routes that may fit his style are going to Jamal right now or Trill. So it's just one of those things, man, with Andre to keep battling. And I do believe that, you know, once he gets rolling and catch some of those contested catches, his value will rise on the team. He'll get more opportunities.
Well, it's a long season, and all these players are getting dinged up. You saw where Xavier Brown, the running back, number 20, got hit right there on the sideline on that little buddy pass, and he didn't come back in the game. So that opens the door for Noah Vaughn. I think at some point Green will get his chances this season, and I hope he makes
the
most
of
them.
Well, you look at the Edrin, Cam Ross, and Trell Harris are either listed as senior or graduate students, so they're experienced veteran guys. So, as you say, Green's probably going to get his opportunity, be it – this year, next year, whenever, but you sometimes well, have to wait your turn. Is he a senior?
He's running out of years. I think he's a senior.
Okay.
I just hope he gets a chance because I think if you can find a way to get in there and make a few plays, and those are two big ones, I think a light will go off. And
Billy, we talked earlier to Mark Verica, and we referenced the fact that Chandler Morris is spreading the ball around. You got to think that's a good sign as well.
Yeah, it's a good sign. You know, the best sign about it is that the offense works.
Yes.
And he's the general of the offense, meaning like, you know, sometimes when the offense looks like it's working, when you got a guy that's coming out of the week with 10 catches for 180 yards, another guy's got one catch, two catches, that doesn't necessarily mean an offense won. It just means that there was a matchup issue that we just took advantage of. Now,
yes.
What it looks like to me is that overall, the offense of scheme that coach has been putting in play for the last couple of years is actually working. And that's a great sign. Looks like he has the right general at the helm to do that. So, and yeah, of course, you're going to have some of the games where the matchup's an issue and a guy is going to have maybe, you know, 150 yards receiving or what have you. But that's the main thing that I saw, that this offense looks pretty polished. Now, we're going to be tested down the road here, right? Of course, we didn't get a win this week. But the good thing about it is, based on previous years, It looks like it could be an electric offense and look like we can score when we need to because it's pretty balanced. And all the while, coach has been trying to, you know, preach running game, and that's what's happened. And that's why I said that's the key to everything, that running game, and it looked good.
You know, when you can run the ball, I mean, even if they could just get 120 yards against a Florida State or a Carolina or VPI, it changes the whole game because then the safeties can't cheat and immediately move over and just double team the wideouts. It'll open up all kinds of possibilities. And you know, one thing I've noticed is Sage Ennis, number zero, who transferred from Clemson,
right? Yeah.
Has finally gotten healthy, and when he is in motion, he comes down the line and he helps double team and help guards and tackles. I've noticed that has helped the run game immensely. And hopefully that'll keep happening. Billy, talk about these.
You know, one thing? I just say this. The cool thing of what I'm seeing is we look like an athletic team. We got some burst behind us. We got some we look quick.
Yes.
And that's no knock to last year's team. It just sometimes look like we're running in mud. But we look quick on both sides of the ball. I mean, that's half the battle in college football. You're athletic, can you play? And then there's the guys that can, you know, be disciplined and run the schemes and make the tackles and the catches, which we need to have. But, I was raising a little eyebrow watching this last game here that we look pretty athletic this year.
Yeah, clearly Ross and Taylor are very fast.
There's a whole bunch of players that are fast.
Yeah, but those are two guys at skill positions.
Coach, has got to be pleased with that. Looking at the upcoming schedule, the Cavs can get well this coming Saturday if they don't lose track of what they're doing, play Women Mary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Respect everyone, fear none. Good opportunity, high noon game. Then they play Stanford, and that start time was just released today. The Cavaliers will play Stanford on the 20th, that's Saturday night, at 7:30, and what a great atmosphere that should be. And that will lead the way towards Florida State, which is the following Friday, September 26th. That's a 7 p.m. game. So I'm fully expecting this team to ramp up and treat Florida State like the game of games. I mean, it's the opportunity they've been waiting all their lives for, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we don't overlook you can't overlook William and Mary or even Stanford, right? I think the Stanford's matchup is pretty cool, right? Two of the smartest schools in the land playing each other. That's pretty cool. But I'll tell you what, I think from what I've seen with Florida State and what I've seen with our team, UVA, I think we're potentially on par athletic-wise. Now,
yeah.
Offensive line, defensive line, I have to take another peek at that. But athletic on the skill positions, I think we're on par. And that's always a great sign. Now, like I said, the schemes and not getting over, shook up on a big matchup. That's one thing. But that's sort of what the transfer portal does. You can sort of change a team overnight, and it's the lay of the land. So, we ramp it up for, we get these next two games. If we can come out with two wins, that'd be awesome. And then that'd have a great showdown for Florida State game.
Well, you got to hold serve at home. That's the one thing Coach Elliott in his first 3 years hasn't had quite as good a home record as he would need to. So, they got the first win at Coastal Carolina. They win these next two. Then Florida State would be game number four at home. But, even in basketball in the old days, we used to say you win at home and split on the road and you're going to have a good year.
Well,
too bad I can't shoot. I don't know that terminology.
Hey, you don't want everybody out there trying to shoot the rock. You got to have some guys that want to play defense and do a few rebounds.
Hey, we want to know, how is the music career coming?
It's going well. It's good. It's fun. Good fun, man. I had a chance to lock up with some really good musicians, man. We got our next gig at Saturday at Bar West. 9:30, and I said, thanks for coming out last time. It was pretty cool seeing you come out.
Wasn't that fun?
And then it's sponsored by First Heritage Mortgage, my team over at First Heritage Mortgage, my team, which I also work there. So it was fun, man. We had a show. People showed up. It was really fun, and we got some good songs to share. And people asked, like, hey, Billy, how'd you get into country? I was like, man, I wish I knew. It just happened.
Yeah, you're more country rock.
I would say more country rock. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not country. You're country rock. All right. I'll have to say this. I was very pleased with hearing you a couple of weeks back. It was a lot of fun, and hope to see you this coming Saturday.
Yeah. Don't be a stranger, Billy. We'll have you back soon. But at any rate, we're going to go to our last break. We got our final segment coming up. We'll look at the ACC schedule and some Olympic news. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Summer has been brutal. If your air conditioning didn't keep up, now is the time to act. The federal tax credits are going away soon. Let James Rivera help you double down on this with their hot summer sale. Get up to a $2,000 match on the tax credit and a free 10-year warranty on any system. These new machines are ultra-efficient, wildly comfortable, and have special financing. Call now to set up a free home assessment to see how much you can save. Call or click jamesriverair.com.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
With the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Final segment tonight. We've had two brownouts in the last, 6 minutes. We want to thank Billy McMullen for fighting his way through that interview, which was interrupted by the first brownout.
Yeah, he hung with us there.
He did. I also want to thank Mark Verica. He was terrific earlier. And we know that Dr. Owusu Achao was probably helping his patients, which we fully understand. Next week's show, we got Charles McDaniel.
Talk a little defense, which we needed in the third quarter.
Where was that defense? I bet you the defense is focused this week. And Chris Wright from the Sabre. And then Dr. Boyd Rawls will do the Ortho Virginia Injury Report.
Just real quick, some Olympic news. The men's soccer team beat American, and they tied Virginia Tech 1-1.
2-2.
It was a tie regardless.
Yes.
The men's soccer, they're on the road this week at Louisville. Women's soccer had a big win over Penn State. Women's soccer has moved up to number 8 in the rankings. They play Duke and VCU this week, so a big week for women's soccer. And field hockey, which is all the way up to number 3 in the polls, they took out the Big Ten this week. They beat Ohio State and Rutgers, and they will play JMU on Sunday in Charlottesville. So field hockey off to a great start, and as you said, men's and women's cross country ranked number 6 and 20 respectively. Women's golf number 18. So as usual, the Olympic sports at UVA doing extraordinarily well.
Meanwhile, the number 18 women's golf team is playing in the Wolverine Invitational in Ann Arbor this week. Also, volleyball is playing Auburn and Michigan twice this week. So the first match is at Auburn tomorrow night, and then they're home this weekend to play Michigan twice back-to-back, which I think is interesting. Usually you don't see that very often. All right, let's look at the ACC game week number 3. Obviously, William Mary is at UVA at high noon this Saturday. On Thursday night, Wake hosts NC State down in Winston-Salem. And the Wolfpack is favored by 7.5. Wake better have their best players ready to go and healthy because State has a lot of fast guys. Clemson is at Georgia Tech. And
probably the game of the week in the ACC.
Yeah, this is a huge game. Clemson struggled to win this game on Saturday. Who was that?
Against Troy, I believe.
Troy, I just didn't see that coming.
And they came from behind. They were down significantly against Troy, so hopefully, maybe that'll wake up the Tigers, but that's a big game, particularly for Clemson. If they take a second loss this early, they're going to be in trouble.
Clemson is favored by 4.5, and Georgia Tech has been scoring at a very high rate. They had 59 points.
Georgia Tech, the coach there has done a great job. He's put together a good team.
If Haynes King, the quarterback that plays for Georgia Tech, is healthy, and he did not play this past Saturday, if he plays, I wouldn't be surprised if Georgia Tech beats Clemson on Saturday. And I never would have said that 3 weeks ago. All right.
A couple minutes to go. One game of interest to this host, VPI ODU. VPI had just a horrendous second half against
Good gracious,
Vanderbilt.
What were they up, 20-10?
20-10 and got outscored 34-0 in the second half.
I'm not sure what happened there. They had a bad halftime. Syracuse versus Colgate, Minnesota at Cal, Pitt is at West Virginia. That's
a big game.
That's a big game for the ACC.
What they call the backyard brawl.
Yeah, they'd like to win that one. SMU is at Missouri State, and SMU needs to bounce back after losing that overtime game. Louisville and Florida State both have byes this weekend. Miami is at South Florida. That's a very interesting game. Miami looks to be a team fighting for the ACC title and
Absolutely.
Also maybe top four seeding going into the college football playoff. All right. I said earlier in the show I thought Virginia would take care of William Mary, and I'm going to stand behind that. I think Cavs win by 24 or more. They will bounce back. All right, Hobbo, what you got?
Not much. Just we thank you for listening. As always, another great show. As Frank said, Charles McDaniel, Chris Wright, and Boyd Rawls next week. We're on air at our normal time at 6 o'clock. Next week, we'll be looking ahead to Stanford and reviewing William and Mary. No news on the ACC basketball schedule as far as the dates for the conference games yet, but I'll be looking for that, and we'll bring it to you as soon as it's released by the conference office.
Go Hoos, beat the Tribe, or whatever they go by now.
Yeah, look forward to talking to everybody next week, and we expect to be in a good mood coming off a victory Saturday at Scott Stadium. Noon kickoff. We will see you or talk to you next Monday night at 6.
Let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.